go! Who is there?
It is me, Jacques.
Sir Jacques? Oh, Jacques. What are you doing here?
It is so good to see you, Sir Jacques.
Hello, Genevieve.
Why did you come here?
It is Thursday, Alexis. I brought you some food.
Oh, are you mad? There are people 100 feet from this spot who would murder you on sight.
I am not their enemy. I bring food. They can have some if they like.
Oh, don't be silly. How did you travel?
I walked.
Alone?
Of course.
Ooh, I'm surprised you made it this far. You know that my people hate your people. They believe the rich like you are the reason why they're poor.
It's not quite as simple as that.
I know, but in the middle of a revolution, it's hard to find rational minds. These are people who have nothing, so they have nothing to lose by killing you.
Why me? I'm not a member of the government.
No, but you look like them.
I should wear a different hat then?
How could you be so casual?
I am just as horrified by the unrest as you are, but God knows that the poor still need to eat, even in the middle of the unrest. I will not stop doing God's will simply because it is dangerous.
Thank you for the food, Jacques. The bread, the cheese, the fruit. You're so generous.
You're welcome, Genevieve.
We will pray for your safety.
I should be going.
Wait. Go through the alley in the back and climb into the cart. There's a canvas you can hide under. Then I'll take you back to your home.
Thank you. So here, the king orders Jeremiah to be arrested. This was one of the many times when Jeremiah could have lost faith. But does anyone remember what God said to him? You're all very quiet this evening. Charles, you're usually asking all the questions.
I'm sorry, Father, but it's a little hard to concentrate on the lesson tonight.
Yes, it is.
Even Pepin senses the danger. He never sounds like this.
Poor Pepin.
Oh, Lena, you don't look like you're getting any better. Richard?
Yes, my lady?
Would you go to the well and get Lena some fresh, cool water, please?
Yes, my lady.
When is the fighting going to end, Father?
I don't know, son.
It sounds like they're getting closer.
And growing in number. I fear the National Guard won't be able to hold them off much longer.
Our hope is not in the National Guard. Our protection is in the hands of the Lord. He is our stronghold, our refuge, and our salvation. From violent men, he rescues us. We must continue to pray.
Yes, let's pray.
Our Heavenly Father, we beseech you to place your hand of protection over us. We do not trust in the power of man, but in your protection. May restraint and civility prevail during this dreadful time in our country's history. We pray for France and all its...
Seize the Baron! Out of the way, madam!
Come with us, monsieur.
Where am I going?
Prison.
No!
So, the National Guard has joined the revolution.
King Louis doesn't deserve our protection anymore. Come on!
Don't take him!
Get out of the way, woman!
Please! Please don't take him! Please!
Woman, if you don't want your children to be orphans, I would suggest you stand back!
Isabel!
There are 15 soldiers outside your property who've been instructed to kill anyone who offers up resistance. If I were you, madam, I wouldn't leave the house.
But... No, my husband!
Lady Isabel, I heard the commotion. What happened?
They've taken him, Richard! They took Jacques!
Daddy.
Oh, Lena, come here. There's no need to worry.
Why did they take him?
I don't know, Charles.
We have to rescue him. We have to go now.
Ch-
Charles, they are trained soldiers. They wouldn't hesitate to shoot even a boy of your age.
Richard, we cannot simply sit here and do nothing.
I know what your father would do if you had been the one taken.
What?
He would pray.
Fine, but we still need to do something.
Prayer is more powerful than anything we can do.
Yes.
Yes, God wants us to be willing to act on his behalf. But our first action should always be to pray.
What's going to happen to Daddy?
Children, would you leave Richard and me alone for a few minutes, please?
I don't want to be alone.
Go together into the next room. Go and pray now.
Yes, Mother.
Yes, Mother.
Oh, I don't think I can sit here and do nothing either, Richard.
But there is nothing we can do, my lady.
Jacques is not even a royalist. He is more a friend of the peasant than he is of the king.
I know that. But it'll be difficult to convince the rebels to ignore this ivory tower in which you live.
I will go to Alexis and Genevieve. Or Nicholas, or Pierre. Jacques has given all of them food or money throughout the years whenever they had need. And they know him. They can convince their friends not to harm my husband.
Those people have no authority within the ranks of the revolutionaries.
This is anarchy.
That is why I believe it would be best if we stay here.
Why are you trying to convince me not to save my husband?
Because it is too dangerous.
If your Amelia was in danger, is there anything I could say to hold you back from rescuing her?
No, my lady.
Please, take care of my children while I'm gone.
Why don't you let me go?
No, I know Alexis and Genevieve.
My brother is a revolutionary. Perhaps I can convince him.
Your brother is a fanatic. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. It would be difficult to reason with him. Go, I'll take care of the children.
Thank you.